Extended social isolation, layoffs, a run on firearms. These are knock-on effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. They are also conditions that have suicide experts worried about at-risk Americans. Guns in America's Heath Druzan has more. In a note to listeners, this story deals with suicide.
Like many Americans, Dr. J.P. Jameson is practicing social isolation. Here he is on a video call from his home in North Carolina's Appalachian Mountains.
Hopefully for the foreseeable future, I'll be working exclusively from home.
Millions of Americans are staying home and away from other people to protect themselves from the global COVID-19 pandemic. Doctors and researchers agree this is a necessary step. But mental health experts have other concerns. Jameson, a psychologist and professor at Appalachian State University, says some of the very things people must do to stem the spread of the virus may also put them at greater risk for suicide.
There is some concern about isolation. We know social connectedness is a protective factor against suicide risk.
This worry was only worsened by the run on firearms some communities saw in response to the pandemic. Firearms are by far the most common means of completing suicide in America, partly because they're so lethal. Jameson studies firearm suicide. He's also a gun owner.
Certainly, when we're introducing something like a firearm into a situation where we have risk factors for suicide, that's always cause for concern.
Compounding that problem, people who are more likely to own guns, older white men, are more likely to complete suicide. They're also less likely to seek help, according to Dr. Michael Anestis, a professor of psychology at the University of Southern Mississippi.
The folks who tend to die by suicide using a firearm tend to be parts of groups, males, older adults, service members, who will often avoid the mental health care system altogether, or if they use the health care system, will underreport their thoughts of suicide.
Anestis stresses that it's not guns themselves that have a mental health effect on people.
Owning a firearm isn't going to make somebody suicidal. It might change the way a suicidal person thinks about suicide, but it doesn't make you more likely to be suicidal. What it does is change the likelihood that a suicidal person will die.
But he says there are steps people should take for themselves and their loved ones if they think they're at risk. He says that means keeping distance between firearms and at-risk people in a vulnerable state.
That means safe storage of firearms, or even better yet, storing them legally and temporarily away from home so that when folks are feeling more isolated, maybe more at risk and less able to access care, it's also just harder for them to act on those suicidal thoughts in a way that's actually likely to result in their death.
In addition to the increased isolation, many Americans are losing their jobs or seeing their businesses shut indefinitely. That means increased financial stress for tens of millions of people. At the same time, just when services like nonprofit suicide prevention hotlines might be needed the most, they need to send volunteers home temporarily for their safety. In Boise, Idaho Suicide Hotline Director John Reusser said only paid staff are at the call center right now, and only two in the phone room at a time for social distancing.
It reduces the number of folks we have available to answer calls, especially during the peak times.
And he's concerned about the future. He's also had to cancel two fundraisers for his organization, and he's not sure when he'll be able to raise much-needed funds again.
Definitely there's concern long-term. I personally am trying to sort of take this day by day and try not to worry about the coming months.
For now, Reusser says he's just focusing on helping the people who need it the most. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzan.